chose a couple of different scripture passages from what I had printed in the bulletin. So our first scripture passage is again from the prophet Isaiah, Isaiah 49 verses 14 through 18. Listen now for God's holy word. God's people said, "The Lord has forsaken me. My Lord has forgotten me." And God responds, "Can a woman forget her nursing child or show no compassion for the child of her womb? Even these may forget, yet I will not forget you. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. Your builders outdo your destroyers, and those who laid you waste go away from you. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather, they come to you. As I live, says the Lord, you shall put them on like an ornament, and like a bride, you shall bind them on." And our second scripture passage comes from John chapter 14, select verses. Listen again for God's word. Jesus, talking to the disciples, says, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him because he abides with you and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphaned. I am coming to you. In a little while the world will no longer see me, but you will see me because I live, you also will live. On that day you will know that I am in the Father and you in me and I in you. I have said these things to you while I am still with you, but the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid. You heard me say, 'I am going away, and I am coming to you.' If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father, because the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you this before it occurs, so that when it does occur, you may believe." My friends, the grass may wither and the flowers may fade, but the word of our God remains and abides forever. Thanks be to God. Amen. We are gathered today on Mother's Day, Sunday, May 14th. Mother's Day, Sunday, May 14th is an important day for my family, for our family. 7 years ago on Mother's Day, Sunday, May 14th, we gathered for worship here and we together celebrated mothers and we celebrated the baptism of my daughter, Margot Adelaide Knoll. It was for our family the first time that we were able to celebrate Jamie as a mother on Mother's Day. And it was for our family a special time to acknowledge that our daughter Margot was more than just our precious child. She was also a precious child of God, a sibling together with Christ in God's expansive family. Thinking back to that time 7 years ago, I was reminded that when Margot was just half a year old, she did not at all like to be left alone. When she was very little, too little even to sit up on her own, there were times, of course, where Jamie and I as parents had to leave her alone. Like all parents, from time to time, we had to set Margot down in a crib or in a playpen or in a swing. We had to place our precious beloved child someplace safe and appropriate, perhaps on a quilt, like the quilt that Bernice made for Margot with a farm pattern on it. Wherever it was, we had to put Margot down for a time and leave her. Perhaps that was to attend to something cooking in the kitchen or to change the laundry over. Whatever it was something that a parent couldn't do with hands free enough to also carry a child. And from time to time, we put Margot down, and from a very early age, Margot let us know that she was not interested in being alone, not even for a moment. No matter how cute or comfortable the quilt was that she was being placed on, she would cry. In her little mind, I think Margot didn't know that her mom and dad were just around the corner soon to return. And so she would get understandably worried and upset, and she would cry. In our family, Jamie is the parent who is around the most. As our primary parent in our family, it was and it is and it continues to be the case that Jamie is the one who most often comforts and consoles our girls when they are upset. Sometimes they do come to me, but if Jamie is around, they most likely go to Mom. In the morning when our girls wake up, they race down the stairs to see who can get Mommy's snuggles first. I often offer Daddy snuggles, but they don't even respond. They just keep going around the corner to find their mom. Jamie is the one who most often holds our daughters when they're sad and crying. Jamie is the one to soothe their spirits when they're feeling wronged or frustrated. She's the one to tuck them in at night. And in the darkness and the quiet of their bedrooms, Jamie is the one to hear about their deepest thoughts and to answer their toughest and most probing questions, even and especially about God. Their dad is a minister, but they ask all of the best theological questions to Jamie. In this role of counselor and comforter, healer and hearer, Jamie is the one who most often is modeling to our daughters a kind of near, dedicated, and attentive love, a love that the authors of Scripture experienced from the God whom they wrote about with their powerful and beautiful poetic words. Like Margot as a 6-month-old baby who from time to time worried that her parents had left her abandoned, like a child with her parents, there are times in our lives when we might feel like God has left us utterly alone. We look around and the evidence of God's presence with us or near us might seem hard to find. Something difficult or tragic unfolds in our experience, and we wonder, where has God gone? The authors of Scripture give voice to this experience and this concern. Throughout Scripture, we can find examples of God's people feeling abandoned by God. But in those moments, the authors of Scripture teach us something. They teach us to cry out. All throughout Scripture, God's people experience and wonder about God's presence. And in those moments, the authors of Scripture cry out to God. They cry out to God for God to remember them. They cry out to God that God would take notice of God's people. They cry out to God, asking not to be forsaken nor abandoned. Like a child left alone, they cry out for God to notice, to return, and to give comfort. Scripture is full of examples of God's people crying out to God and then praising God for the experience of God's response, the response of God's near, present, and steadfast love. What Scripture teaches us is that when we cry out to God, God is good to respond. Like a parent rushing back to a worried and crying infant, God hears our cries. And the authors of Scripture encourage us to believe that God responds. The prophet Isaiah clearly had experienced this powerful love and devotion of God. In his poetic prophecies, Isaiah reached and searched for the best language to describe the love and the devotion of God that Isaiah had seen between God and God's people. Isaiah sought for a way to best describe the love of God, which ultimately transcends what any of our human words could ever try to feebly capture or express. Isaiah captures or compares God's love, God's devotion, and God's care for us with the love and the devotion of a mother towards her nursing child. In a time when God's people worried that God had abandoned them, Isaiah asks in the voice of God, "Can a mother forget her nursing child or show no compassion for the child of her womb? Can a mother forget her nursing child?" In my experience of watching Jamie with our daughters, my answer would be no. No, a mother cannot forget her nursing child. What I have experienced is that a mother hears her nursing child's every cry and every coo, no matter what hour of the night it might be. A mother knows and feels and anticipates her child's every need. This week, I asked both of my Bible studies that question posed by God in this passage. I asked our Tuesday morning Bible study, and I asked the Bible study that I teach at Stonebridge on Wednesdays. I posed it to that group of mothers and fathers, and I said, "Can a mother forget her nursing child?" And in both cases, mothers in their 80s explained to me with deep and sincere conviction that they, as mothers themselves, have never spent one day not worrying about their children. These mothers said, "I have not spent a single day not thinking about, praying for, worrying for, or hoping the best for my kids." And their words made me think of my own grandmother, my dad's mom, Janet Knoll. Every time I saw my grandma Knoll, every time we had a family meal together, or I went and visited her for tea, every time she sent me a birthday card or a letter in the mail, every time, my grandma Knoll would remind me that every morning she prayed for me, as she prayed for all of her children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. The prophet Isaiah searched for the right way to talk about and to express the love of God. God's love, God's devotion, and God's care for us, God's beloved children. And the prophet found the Holy Spirit bringing to mind the best model that Isaiah could find in his human experience. And so Isaiah explains that God's love for us, God's children, is like the devotion and the ceaseless and never-ending love of a mother for her child. Can a mother forget her nursing child? Isaiah asks in God's voice. Even these, God continues, even human mothers might fail and forget their children. Even human mothers' love might fail. But I, your heavenly parent, I, your heavenly mother, I who bore you and carried you and brought you into this world, I will not forget you. I will not forget you. Jamie Knoll heard every coo and cry of her nursing children. Janet Knoll remembered every morning to pray for her children and her grandchildren. And my friends and fellow children of God, God reminds us this morning that God has promised to never leave us nor forsake us. God will not forget you. That is the gospel. And Jesus, he too affirmed this mother-like love of God. When he was preparing his disciples to continue on after he, Jesus, ascended and left them in order to return to heaven. My daughter Margot did not like it when we would leave her alone, and Jesus' disciples, they too were not excited when Jesus explained that after his resurrection, after his death and rising again, he would return into heaven. He was their savior and their friend, and they wished to be with Jesus always. And yet Jesus knew that his mission included ascending to the throne of heaven at least for a time before he would come again to complete his work here on earth. And so as he prepared to leave, Jesus assured his disciples of God's ceaseless parental love. He explained to his disciples, to his earthly family, that while he was leaving us, we would not be orphaned or abandoned. Jesus was leaving, but he and God the Father would send in Jesus' place the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of power, the Spirit of adoption, which is the power of God by which we are incorporated into the family of God. It is by this Spirit, which God has sent into this world, sent into our lives, sent into our hearts, that God is faithful to God's pledge to never leave us or forsake us, to never forget us, and to be with us always, even to the end of this age, and on into the age to come. Jamie is a great mother. But of course, Jamie and I are both aware that her love, as present and powerful as it is, we are aware that her human love is, of course, not perfect. As we raise our children, we all make mistakes and missteps along the way. And so God explains, even these might forget. Even we human beings might make mistakes. Yet God reminds us, I will not forget you. 7 years ago, we baptized Margot in a ceremony in which we pray for the Spirit to descend in order to enfold our child into the family of God. My friends, God has sent us all God's Spirit, a Spirit which resides in our hearts and assures us that God has not and will not forget us. And it is the Spirit of God who reminds us this day that we will always have a place in God's home, at God's table, now and in the age to come. Thanks be to God. Amen.